I want people to hear that it is everybody's business.
Kent Johnson is suicide prevention coordinator at the Wilmington VA.
Suicide prevention is about everybody's awareness and work to prevent veteran suicide and suicides in general.
Each year, 45,000 Americans, of those more than 6,000 are veterans, die by suicide.
It is a very serious problem, and about 12% of the adults in this country are veterans, but they account for about 18% of all suicides. So we're very concerned that we do more to reach out to our veterans and get them when they're having periods of distress. You know, my title is prevention. So I want to make sure that people have someone to talk to, that they never have to come through our behavioral health services. And if they do, we want to make sure that we're prompt and that we give them everything they need to stay out of the hospital.
Is there a common thread that you find from victims of suicide? Is there a common theme, or are there multiple problems here?
Well, you know, talking about suicide is a little misleading. It's like talking about cancer. There are cancers, all with different etiologies, and, you know, they have different places that they arise. With suicide, we can have individuals who are older and they're at the end of life. We can have suicides among people who are quite young, okay? We have suicides among our veterans coming back. I had one suicide attempt by a veteran who came back and was the only member of his family not to complete college and thought that was the end of his life. Now, today, years later, he's a volunteer coordinator at another facility. So, I mean, I see people who get hopeless, who feel this is the end, when we're trying to do is get past that and see if we can engage them.
Johnson says suicide is preventable. What can we do to prevent it?
Well, you know, we're trying to build a bigger network of people who are out there and outreaching. We have the 800 number, 273-8255, 1-800-273-8255, press 1, that takes you to the Veterans Crisis Line. And that has just been a phenomenal thing. We've gotten over 3.5 million calls, over 100,000 rescues. And every veteran who calls, whether they're eligible for VA services or not, get follow-up. We follow them by giving them community-based information, things that they can get there if they can't come into the VA. We have just concluded our, I think, 10th mental health summit here in Delaware, where we had all the different partners from the hospitals, the National Guard, Air Force Base, the veterans response teams from the local police. We had all these folks come together in Dover on 9/10. And I want to tell you, it was just inspiring to see that. Now, this fall, we'll be starting with a mayor's challenge, where we're hoping to have mayors come in and talk about how we can get the word out to all the social services that can assist veterans. At any point that we find a veteran in distress is where we want to reach out to them. We don't want to wait until it's a suicide crisis. We want to find out those people in distress.
It sounds like there's a lot of material out there for people to consume as well, a training video and a safety toolkit, a social media safety toolkit. Tell us about those.
We have the SAVE video, which is available through our VA website. And as I say, this is something that helps people understand what we're trying to do, looking for the signs of suicide, how to ask the question, validating veterans, and expediting care. That's SAVE, S-A-V-E, okay? And we have a lot of material on our website, and of course, we're putting out more materials all the time.
But even with all that training, it struck me that really the easiest thing to do is this concept of one act of thoughtfulness.
Oh, yes.
What suggestions do you have along those lines?
Well, you know, asking a veteran that you see, if you see them in any kind of distress, and I'll use that word, what we want to make people aware of is that they can reach out and say, how are you doing? You know, what can we do for you? All right. The idea of connection is very important. Toward that end, the Wilmington VA Facebook page also is available, and we've tried to go into social media here as much as we can.
We're hearing from Kent Johnson, suicide prevention coordinator at the Wilmington VA. He says they've been running a social media campaign to raise awareness to this issue.
Hashtag Be There is about trying to get folks to realize that just that thing about reaching out, being there, right? How are you doing, right? What we're trying to do is make that available. And again, if you hashtag Be There, you'll see the events that we're trying to sponsor through that.
this is your job. This is your focus. Do you find yourself encouraged? Are things getting better, or is there still a lot of work to do? Or, you know, when you come to work, what do you think every day?
When I come to work every day, what I would tell you is I'm very proud to be in Delaware, because Delaware comes out for their veterans very strongly. And I can only point to events like we were down at the Veterans Commission just this week talking to them about the Mayor's Challenge. We were very impressed with the turnout, over 350 that came to the Mental Health Summit in Dover on 9/10, which is, by the way, Suicide Prevention Day. We have a tremendous well of good feeling here. And I would tell you that as we rate states for suicide and for their rankings, Delaware is known to be down toward the bottom. We are about 43rd in the country for suicide. Now, a place like Pennsylvania is 28th. Okay. And we are looking at this numbers from what's called the American Association of Suicidology, which is not a VA operation, but it does look at suicide as a national concern, okay? So we do a good job in Delaware, and I'm very encouraged we're going to do even a better job in 2020.
That's good to hear. For those who are listening who want more information or want to find out how they can help, where should they, who should they contact, where should they turn to?
Well, I tell you what, they are certainly welcome to contact me, and I'm at 302-275-5676, 302-275-5676. We have dates coming up for our Mental Health Summit, which will be now in 2020, and we have a 9/25 meeting coming up for those involved with the Mayor's Challenge at the Delaware Commission Office down in Dover. Veterans Commission. So as I say, we're very happy to have people who are concerned and want to help to get in touch with us, and we'll get them in.
You can also find that information and links on WDEL.com. Our thanks to Kent Johnson, Suicide Prevention Coordinator at the Wilmington VA. Chris Carl, WDEL, Delaware's News Radio.